Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I really want to drill down into the news today and cover just a wide range of important stories and developments on our planet and inside our country here in the United States. In the third hour today, I have the operator and owner of the Texas Gun Show joining us with huge, horrible developments. Part two of what developed over the weekend and yesterday with the BATFE, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. People keep emailing me saying, I thought it's the ATF. It's known as the ATF. They changed their name, what, 5-6 years ago to Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. But yes, the same group, the ATF, the Waco Killers. They just came into Austin, no law, no regulation, no statutory authority, and told the gun show operator, you will not allow private sales of firearms, and said, this is a good notice for you to post and hand out. And the Austin Police Department was involved as well. And we've written 3 or 4 very important, extremely detailed reports up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about it. Because it's precedent-setting around the nation. And now we have the PrisonPlanet.com headline, Tennessee follows Texas in banning private gun shows. But at least Tennessee is attempting to pass a law to violate the Constitution. This is complete tyranny in Austin. Well, he got a call yesterday after the show, and I asked, was it because of the show? And he said, no, this decision had been made over the weekend. That the gun show is just completely banned now. There will never be a gun show in the Crockett Center again. The owners are saying because of police threats. And I realized, it really hit me this morning, that this is living in Chicago. The entire country is going under Chicago mafia-style rule, where the police work for the mafia, which is the government, and if you don't pay them off, they just burn your nightclub down. That's how Chicago works. Aaron Russo talks about that in Reflections and Warnings. Or they just use regulations, or they just come and beat you up, or they just threaten your landlord. And it's just mafia. Just total law of the jungle. The police in the town I live, I guess, are the opposite of lawmen. They are there to violate the law. They are there to trample on it. They're there to take blood without warrants. They're there to just do whatever they want. Bunch of federal minions. And the Texas Gun Show doesn't have a lot of money, but they certainly have lawsuits. Civil rights violations, torturous interference, BATF violating the Commerce Clause. I mean, what jurisdiction do they have here without federal or even state law just in the town where I live saying, hey, and we checked into it for 20 years they've had a gun show there. They ran the last gun show out, Saxit, that had been there for 16 years. I made some phone calls and found out the actual numbers. I was going to that in college. I mainly went to get camping supplies and blow dart guns and, you know, just fun things to play around with. Crossbows, stuff like that, just to go target shooting with. I never shot a deer with a crossbow. I've shot some deer with bows. Compound bows. But it's over. You don't ever get to have a gun show in Austin. And the police are basically saying, you try to open another one anywhere, we're going to shut it down. We don't need any stinking badges. We don't need anything. We've got guns. We got a police chief that tells us we rule. And so we now have a complete mafia city. All right, I'm going to get into the special election in Massachusetts for senator. I'm going to get into the unbelievable developments in Haiti. I'm going to get into the banks looting us further. It's all coming up. You don't want to miss this broadcast.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wycliffe John is a prolific multi-platinum musician. And he has given millions of dollars of his own money over the last decade to Haiti, where he's from. And he goes and produces videos where he's on the street handing money out. And I remember over the weekend hearing ABC News on the radio, reading the articles saying, charity watch groups question Wycliffe Jean's charity. And then I dug and dug and dug in articles and did find an ABC News where it said, his income tax records show that in 2007, he only collected $79,000 in donations and gave $411,000 of his own money. And so it looks like this charity isn't very effective at collecting money. And so with that, they ran news headlines all over the country saying, don't give money to Wycliffe Jean. And I actually spent the time to go look it up, because as soon as I heard them attacking him, I said, this must be a real charity. And, of course, I went and looked it up. He's given millions and millions and millions of dollars building aid centers, giving them food, education, shoes, clothing. And because of that, that's why he's bad. I mean, that's like saying this man may not be eligible to be a father. The CPS may need to take his children because his children all are straight-A students and have never been sick or in trouble. And so we have to take your children. I mean, in fact, I printed it off Sunday night, and I'm looking around for it in my stack because I highlighted it. And we're going to dig it out from ABC News because it's Orwellian. It doesn't make sense. You read the headline saying that people are questioning Wycliffe's charity, and they say, well, looking at his tax returns, he donates more to it himself than is even collected, and so people wonder if it's an effective charity. So they just put the word out, don't give to him. No, give to United Way. That's what Bill Clinton and George W. Bush say. And give to the American Red Cross, who on record at every major disaster keep more than half the money for themselves, lie to the public, and say it's all going to the people that are in trouble, and then give the money to anti-gun groups and pro-big government groups and land-grabbing fake environmental groups. I mean, that's on record. And so it's a swindle. Oh, no, don't give to local church groups in the country. Don't give to real charities. Don't give to small organizations. No, go to the big charity watchdog groups and give to them. And they list a bunch of crooks. I was driving into work this morning, scanning through talk radio, and every station was, this station would like you to give to the United Way and the American Red Cross. This station would like you to give to the two known criminal groups, but not Wycliffe, because people question whether, that's what the article said. They said, well, since the charity's mainly him giving most of his money away, you know, the question is, can he handle the $5 million he raised in 3 days? You know, very jealous of, because this was a small charity, mainly Wycliffe John giving most of his money. And so because he's giving most of his money, and it's only, you know, $500,000 a year or so total, it's a small charity, he can't afford it. I mean, you know, he obviously doesn't know how to distribute $5 million, so don't give to him. He's bad. Here's USA Today. Wycliffe Jean. Haiti charity comes under fire. Donations continue to roll in to Grammy Award-winning musician Wycliffe Jean's Haiti. Gali Haiti, an organization that works to raise awareness and support for Haiti since its founding in 2005. Indeed, with just a few days of catastrophic earthquake in Haiti, the organization received more than $2 million. Now the reporting is up to $5 million. In donations via $5 text messages from concerned supporters. But the organization's questionable financial health is causing some charitable watchdogs to step forward with their concerns. For instance, the foundation's spending exceeded its revenues by $411,000, with a large percent of its expenses benefiting several of Jean's for-profit businesses, ABC News reports. And then that's the one I want. Guys, oh, you did print it. Here it is. Groups raise doubts. And when you go to ABC, see how USA Today spun that to sound, man, he, and then you find out that no, he gave $411,000 and $79,000 was donated. Now, that is spin, ladies and gentlemen, because the way this USA Today article is written, you think he's running a scam. Then they go on to say, my concern is, this is Sandra Meninti, vice president of marketing for the watchdog charity Navigator, tells ABC News that the organization may not be expected and experienced enough to handle the extreme level of damage and devastation of Haiti. Well, yeah, that's why everybody works together. But you're better to send, as Ron Paul has said, lots of little charities in. But instead, the U.S. military's there. They've locked it down. The French government's even said, and won't let people get aid in. See, just like New Orleans, they're going to lock it down, not let the aid get in, and then they're going to ship the Haitians to the U.S., and they're going to end up being your cops. That's how it works. They bring in the minority groups, get them on welfare, and make them your rulers. That's what Minnesota is now. People are ruled by the foreigners they brought in Minneapolis, St. Paul. You drive around and half the cops are foreigners, can't even speak English, and they'll do what they're told. And so the Haitians will be shipped here and be made our rulers. And, of course, Wycliffe Jean, he won't be allowed to bring anything to them, so won't be allowed to actually save them. Large portions will just die, and then they'll bring, you know, half a million Haitians here to be put on welfare, and then 10 years later be given submachine guns to rule over us. I mean, that's the, quote, liberal model. That's how this works. They're making the illegal aliens cops and military now. That's Associated Press. The number one recruiting center in the world is Mexico City for the army. That's how you get foreign troops. You just make your military out of foreign troops. So, you know, you read that and it says, ooh, $411,000 with large percent of its expenses benefiting several of Jean's for-profit businesses. Then you actually read the ABC News they link to. And it says in 2007, this is ABC News, the foundation spending exceeded its revenue by $411,000. It brought in just $79,000 that year. And it goes on to say he gave $411,000 from his for-profit businesses to the Haitians, but USA Today, like devils. Man, I tell you, we ought to write an article about this. I mean, this is mainstream media fraud. This is what's so disgusting about these people, how they can take something good and turn it into something bad. And ladies and gentlemen, I have literally 20, 30, I don't know, more articles that make me just as angry, that are just as important, and I've just spent basically 8-9 minutes on this, and I've got to move on. But here are the articles to go read it for yourself. USA Today, Wycliffe Jean's Yali Haiti charity comes under fire, and then it just totally distorts yellow journalism and says he made $411,000 off this for himself. And then you read the actual ABC News report that they just stole from and twisted from, and it's still deceptive, with groups raised doubts about Wycliffe Jean's charity. And then it goes on to admit, well, he only raised from other people donating $79,000 in 2007, but he gave $411,000 from his own business. That is true charity. That is admirable. By the way, Wycliffe Jean, we play one of his songs here on air, his rendition of, forget the title of the song. You know, they point a cannon at you, fortunate son. Now, can you cue that up, John? Maybe we can go out to break with it. If you can find it. If not, we'll play it later. But I'm done talking about this. I haven't even gotten into Haiti yet. Yes, they plan to ship the Haitians here. Holy mackerel, as if we're not already bankrupt enough with 30-plus million illegal aliens running all over us and just the states all going bankrupt and the crime and everything else. They're not going to help the Haitians in Haiti. The army's there locking down, deciding who can come in with charity, as they always do, just like Katrina. And they're now saying they're going to ship the Haitians here. How many millions of Haitians are there? Let's go out to break with the evil Wycliffe, who dare gives his own money to Haiti. Here it is.
Lord knows they AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Secret Service. Yeah, tell him
I'm the fortunate one.
No, 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 no. FBI. CIA. Yeah.
Secret Service.
That's Wyclef Jean actually giving money for years to Haiti, his own money, so he's bad. Man, I want to get him on, but he's actually in Haiti right now, risking his life. If you got to give money to a big charity, I've done the research over the years. The Salvation Army has the highest rating I've seen of a big charity. 90% of the money you give actually gets given to someone as food or blankets or cots or church services, clothing. And that's who, when I was growing up in Dallas, every Christmas, every holiday, we would go spend 3 or 4 hours several times down there donating and serving soup to people so that my parents would realize how well off I was. You know, being middle class can destroy your children unless you show them people on the other side of the tracks. And I have yet, I've taken my children to give at charities and, you know, to deliver clothes and food and to go give shoes and clothes to a local charity for Haiti. But that's not enough. I've got to, even though I'm very busy, I've got to get around to taking them down to really, really see the homeless, really witness it, really witness people that are down and out. It's very important for their education. And, I mean, I'm not up here telling parents what to do with their children, but it certainly was instrumental in my upbringing that it'd at least be done a few times a year. My cousin, Buckley Hammond, does a great job. He was dating this girl he really liked, and she was always going to a Methodist church that runs a soup kitchen, 5 days a week, and now he does that pretty much full time in his spare time and loves it. And it is better to give than to receive. The problem is the globalists are masters at taking your donations, your goodwill, and using it towards evil. That's why the best way to be involved in charities is at point-blank range. And charity starts in your own community, and it's a charity to the community to go speak out against gun control at your city council or against land grabbing. You know, helping people who are having their land stolen without just compensation all over the country by the environmentalists. I mean, do you know the type of looting and financial raping going on? I mean, do you know the CPS grabs over 1 million children a year without due process? And they're 5 to 7 times, depending on what federal statistic, more likely to abuse children than any other group? That's charity. Real charity means defending people from criminals and government. And so everything we do here is a defense of the innocent. There are 9.88 million people, as of a census a few years ago in Haiti. It's well over 10 million now. Their population increases, according to the World Parasite Bank, World Bank, by 1.44% a year. And so this is a 3-year-old census. So I guess that must mean it's ranked 82nd. Largest population in the world, so it's well over 10 million right now. I guess that would make it about 12 million, 13 million that are now in Haiti, going off this older population number. The language is Haitian, Creole, French, and French, 95% black, 5% white and mixed. Religion, 95% Christianity, 2.7% spiritualism. That's the voodoo. 95% Christian, and people are saying, oh, because they got some voodoo down there, they all deserve to die, and it's judgment of God. A lot of people have been asking me, is this an earthquake weapon? I don't know. Secretary of Defense, in 1997, in a press conference with the Army Times, April 28th, 1997, said that we have earthquake weapons, weather weapons, and tectonic volcanic weapons. The government said that. I don't know if that's true. I know they've got systems since the 60s, declassified 5 years ago, that can create hurricanes and control them. I know we've interviewed a lot of top meteorologists saying that Katrina was clearly unnatural. I don't know. But I sure know they're going to use this. We're going to break down the latest developments in Haiti and their plan to ship them here. What a nightmare as this country descends into depression. Then we're going to get into the latest attacks on the Second Amendment. It's bad. Part two of what's happening here with the banning of the gun show. Just an outright ban on the gun show now. We'll tell you about that as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Coming up in an hour and a half, in the third hour, we've got the proprietor, manager, the owner, Darwin Bedeker, joining us. They just went ahead and called him yesterday and just said, look, gun shows are banned in that building. The police ordered HEB. There's no physical order. It's just they rule. They've got the weapons. We're here to pay them taxes and lick their boots. And there'll never be a gun show there again. Do you understand, boy? And so that's the bottom line now, because they don't want us rallying people there. They don't want us standing up against the unconstitutional directive from the BATF. So that's coming up. Then we've got, for 30 minutes, Aaron Zellman, Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, with what he thinks we should do about this, and the latest on the attacks on the Second Amendment. All over the country, the feds are financing the legislatures, pushing them with promises of federal funds if they'll ban gun shows outright. That's going on in Tennessee and other places. That's coming up. And then we've got Larry Pratt popping in on this front. So that is coming up. I want to, well, I just have huge stacks of important news here. I also want to open the phones up throughout the full broadcast today on any issue, any news item, any news story you wish to discuss with us. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I want to blitz through some news here in a moment after I give you the latest on what's happening with the Haiti situation and my big concerns here. But then we're going to go to your phone calls. I almost have a fear of going to the calls because every time I go to calls, callers call in with breaking huge news that we then ferret out and confirm. And it's always some new horrible violation of rights and freedoms going on covertly and illegally by the federal government at the local level. But nevertheless, we are going to your phone calls. I mean, I'm not here on this radio show trying to find evidence of government corruption. There's so much of it, I'm exhausted mentally, psychologically, spiritually. I don't even want to learn more. I don't even want to know more. I'm like the general public. I'm so deep down this rat hole, this Alice in Wonderland system, that I can't believe it. I can't believe the bold corruption. Now they're saying a new banker bailout, trillions more robbing everything. I mean, And then I see fake revolutions that are controlled by the government. I mean, this thing in Massachusetts is wonderful on the surface. I mean, you've got a Democrat-controlled seat that's never been Republican, and it looks like the Republican's going to win, taking Ted Kennedy's seat, and that shows that the ultra-liberal, brainwashed collectivists in Massachusetts have finally had enough and know that Obama completely betrayed them. And so they're hoping Republicans won't betray them. But the Democrats don't care. They say, we don't care if it destroys our party. We're going to pass government takeover of health care. Because they're bought and paid for by big banks, and they're going to get multi-million dollar jobs in the private sector as part of their payoffs, and they don't care. They're bank robbers. They don't care if you don't like them. And the Republicans are going to betray you as they take over the House and Senate in the next 2 to 3 years, probably this year. And you watch, just like when the Democrats got in 2006 and the wars expanded. Obama gets in. So we've got to ask ourselves, how do we fix this when both parties, whatever party's out of power, poses as if they're patriots? The Republican Party sounds like Alex Jones. I mean, Dick Armey's talking about world government, world socialism, new world order. Glenn Beck is. But what is Glenn Beck's solution? An excise tax and a sales tax? I drove into work this morning and tuned in to him. I tuned in for 5 minutes, spot-checking different shows. And he was saying we've got to have new taxes. He had Cramer on from CNBC. Oh, we need new taxes. Oh, it's so conservative to pay off this debt. It's an illegal debt to foreign banks. We don't need to pay it. When they've got the supposed patriots pushing for new taxes, ladies and gentlemen, do you need me to explain to you that that's why he's Benedict Arnold? I love Napolitano. I'm not going after Beck because he's got the number one TV show on cable news. I would love it if he was a real deal. He's not. They've got a little bit of Napolitano they spice up here and there because he's for real, and then they can get the whole libertarian Ron Paul audience with it. And we need to put pressure on Beck to knock it off. He's got all these conservative zombies out there now chanting, we need tax raise, we need new taxes. No, 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 no! That is not conservative! Every time I tune into the TV show or the radio show, he's calling for taxes. He must be doing this every 5 minutes. I literally watch YouTube clips of him 2 or 3 times a week of select things he does. And a lot of times we have multiple TVs on, so people can just monitor. We have 2 TVs in the studio, TV in the coffee room, TVs back in the hallways, on different C-SPAN, different news channels. And I'll be in there getting coffee at 10 o'clock at night or something, and they'll be re-airing back, or it'll be 5 o'clock and I'm up here and they got him on. And I'll be sitting there, and it's just every time I see the deception, I see the sucker punch, I see the Benedict Arnold. I mean, and I don't want to be enemies with Beck. It's not good for my radio show. It's not good. for the success of what I do, but it is good for the country, and so I'm going to ram him. I'm going to ram him politically, just like you think it was popular to come out day one when they staged 9/11 and document how it was an inside job, lost more than half my stations. You think it was good to attack Obama when he had an 85, 86, 87, depending on the poll approval rating. I rammed him. I rammed him the day he got elected as a traitor. I rammed him as soon as he got in office. You think it was popular to come out day one with the Obama deception and say he was a complete liar and betrayer? Now, 6-8 months later, I'm looking good, aren't I? Because I told the truth. I was right again. And I told you Obama's bad, and I told you George Bush was bad, and I'm telling you, Glenn Beck is bona fide evil. All right, I'm going to shut up. Just a word to the wise is sufficient. He called for the banker bailout. And every time I mention that, I get emails saying I'm a liar. Oh, really? Just go to YouTube and type in Glenn Beck supports bailout. Or go to the video clip, Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. It has the clips of him. Calling Ron Paul a kook, a nut, saying arrest Ron Paul supporters. They've got new clips of him a few months ago doing it. He is a double-talking piece of trash. Look, I hate Chris Matthews. I can't stand him. He makes me sick. He is an absolute piece of trash, a race-baiting person injecting racial division. You know, if you think Obama's a socialist, that's code word for the N-word. You know, really evil stuff. But at least he's evil and out in the open as an American-hating piece of trash. All right, I said I was going to cover Haiti and get to other news and take your calls. It's just, I can't stand phoniness. And I can't stand watching people getting conned. I cannot abide it. Hey, you want to get betrayed, though? Go ahead. Just like you moron Democrats. You are so stupid. Of course Obama was a shill. Of course he was a con man. Of course he betrayed everything he said he'd do. Look at his donors. Look at who he appointed. A year out during the election, he was saying he'd end the war immediately, end wiretapping, end secret arrest, end torture, end all the wars, not hiring lobbyists. And I said on air, I said, if this guy's for real, they will assassinate him. And there were stories about the Secret Service not protecting him in Dallas. And I said, Ben, this looks bad. But I said, because he's got Rahm Emanuel behind him, because who's the guy that stopped the Democrats from ending the war in 2006, honchoed that, because he's got Axelrod, because of the people around him, because of the fact he's gotten 3 to 5 times, depending on the donor, on average is 4 times, the Wall Street money McCain's got, I said, 98% chance this is a scam. And then we knew it was a scam 4 months before he got elected in November of 2008 because he immediately said, I never said we were going to get out of Iraq immediately. 16 months. By the time he got elected, it was 20 months. Well, I never said to get rid of the Patriot Act. Well, I never said I wouldn't hire lobbyists. Well, I never said I wouldn't have signing statements. Well, I said, that's it. I've been recording everything he'd been doing. They're building him up as this messianic leader. He does have all these admitted authoritarians in his administration. We declare war on Obama in the info war, and I began making the Obama deception on election night. I'd already quietly told my team 3 months before, he's going to be the president, he's going to betray, we're going to make a film called The Obama Deception on him. And we went into gear, and the media said, how did Alex Jones, only a month and a half after he got in office, already have a film out saying, you know, and that was the line on the George Soros news websites was, Mr. Jones does a hate piece before Obama's even had time to do anything, making up all these lies. You watch that film, it is evergreen. People watch it, and they go, how did this guy make this? When Obama had just been elected, how did he know all this would happen? Because I can read all the white papers of every one of his czars. I know what they think. I stay up till 3-4 in the morning reading what they say. And then I get up here and I've got so much knowledge and information, I can't even dump it all on you. There's too much of it. And guaranteed the Republicans are going to get in and betray you and stage terror attacks and launch new wars. And you know what? I'm not saying vote for the Democrats either. I'm saying, what do we do? This is a scam. It's like I'm at a Don King boxing match, and people are saying, who are you going to bet on, Alex? Who are you going to bet on? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know who Don King has rigged this for. He owns both the fighters. They're like, but don't you like the boxing match, Alex? Don't you think this guy's got, you know, better punching power and more stamina? It doesn't matter. It's rigged. Don't you people get it? I don't know what we do. But I can't just play along with this phony, baloney narrative. You know, I do know what we do, but it's a wide range of things. We get libertarians and Republicans elected who have the bona fides, who have the facts, who have the pedigree, like Ron Paul, like Deborah Medina, people like that. You run for office, whether it's dog catcher or the school board or mayor or whatever it is, or the water district. Believe me, there's corruption going on everywhere. One good person in one of those bodies can sabotage the corruption. You just get up and start fighting. Doesn't mean you got all the answers. Doesn't mean you land every punch. But, I mean, just get it going, folks. I'm sure a lot of you have been in a fist fight with some bully. I mean, you don't sit there and calculate it all. You stomp somebody. Just start stomping. Open up a can of resistance. It's like cleaning your garage out. You know, you hadn't cleaned it in 3-4 years. It's full of crud, just jam-packed full of spider webs and garbage and Christmas ornaments and everything else and old clothes. And you, if you sit there and eat around the edges of it and fiddle-prattle with it, you'll never get it done. You just got to get going. Does it mean you're going to get it all done right? Does it mean you're going to get it all done that day? No. But you just start getting aggressive and taking action. That's what you do. And you get your states, which are on the verge of revolting under the Constitution. It's already happening. You get them to say no to the feds. You discredit the government. You discredit both parties. You expose. I mean, at CPAC every year, they have Newt Gingrich speak. Newt Gingrich is for gun control. Newt Gingrich is for man-made global warming carbon taxes. Newt Gingrich openly calls for world government in multiple books he's written. I mean, why do you support the Republican Party and CPAC when they have people like him speaking at them? Why does Rush Limbaugh say how great Newt Gingrich is? We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get into Haiti and then some other news, and I'm going to go to your calls the full next hour, and then the horrible attacks on the Second Amendment. Big new developments there. They just went ahead and just said, look, we're just banning the gun show, period. No law, no regulation. They just banned it after the show yesterday. They just said, you know what? You're not going to rally the people and stop us, Alex. We're just banning it. No more gun shows in Austin. If you don't like it, we'll SWAT team you. And I'm sure Arde Saveda, the slick person that he is, he'll come on the show. He'll act all friendly. That's why he's so dangerous. More and more, I realize I'm going to talk to Arde Saveda and find out if he knows what his detectives are doing. I've got to wait till I fully pass judgment on him, and we'll see if he'll come in and do an interview. But he's done it 3 times. But I mean, I've had enough. All right, I want people to get the new film Shadow Government we're carrying. I'm really impressed with it. Here's the trailer for Shadow Government. You are being watched.
We live in a surveillance society.
Why do I have to come down?
Monitor every human being on the planet.
I don't know how they knew all about us.
A big government will take more and more of their rights away from them.
Are you aware, yes or no?
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
We are warned of such a global system.
The great experiment that was once America has been prostituted by special interests.
All they're thinking about is, oh, government, do something, protect me, save us from all of this.
We are living in the last days.
Friends, I hope that you will
order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com. You can also get Fall of the Republic half price, $9.95 when you get it with Shadow Government. What is Shadow Government? It's like 17-something. The point is it's all discounted. Get it. Show it to people. People are ready to be awakened. Get Shadow Government. Get Camp FEMA. Get Fall of the Republic. Obama Deception. We've got deals for T-shirts as low as $5.95 or free when you get them with DVD films at InfoWars.com. Wear your colors proud. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people wearing these Patriot T-shirts available at InfoWars.com. Huge developments on the gun show issue.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston, say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The gun show owner is getting calls from HEB, from everybody else saying, why'd you throw us under the bus? Hey, it's the feds that came in and told you to make him post that notice. It's the feds that then have now had the gun show completely shut down. What do you expect them to do? Just take it? We haven't thrown HEB under the bus. I threw HEB under the bus 10 years ago when they put biometric thumb scanners in to make you thumb scan to buy and sell, and HEB backed off of it in many areas. I shop at HEB a lot. Where am I supposed to buy my food? You think for 5-6 years when I boycotted, I liked having to go to other grocery stores? When there's more HEBs than the other stores? Then I ended my boycott when you backed off on a lot of the thumb scanners? Look, we'll buy your stinking food, HEB. But yeah, people are forming a boycott of you for giving in to the feds. I didn't call for that boycott, but maybe we need to. You're so delusional. Again, the biggest chain in Texas. Howard Butts, the owner. Rusty Butts is his nickname. My grandmother went to school with him, was friends with him at Baylor. Rusty Butts. Listen, Rusty Butts. That's really his nickname. You need to, well, you know what? We'll just start contacting Mr. Butts ourselves. How about that? How about we start giving the phone number out to HEB? You're accusing us of starting some boycott of you? Thanks for the idea. That's our listeners that are just angry at you. No, we're angry at the BATF and the police. They're the ones that did this. Okay, that's coming up. That's coming up in the third hour today. I'm going to go to your calls in the next hour. On the Haiti situation, plan to bring Haitians to Central Florida, not set in stone, WFTV. That's because there's opposition. They'll tell you it's not set in stone, so you'll stand down so they can ship them all in. Who knows how many of the 10 million Haitians they'll ship in instead of just helping them in their country. The American Red Cross says a plan to bring 45,000 evacuees from Haiti to Florida and 4,000 of those to Orange County is not set in stone. The Red Cross clarified Friday who could be involved in the plan to move people out of Haiti. The Red Cross is preparing for two things, the repatriation of Americans living in Haiti and the possibility of a mass migration of Haitian nationals. The American Red Cross has seen massive migration to the U.S. from areas like Kosovo, Bosnia in the past. So we're setting the precedent that every time there's a tsunami or an earthquake or a fire, of the 6+ billion people living outside the U.S., what is it, 6 billion? 500 million? Because there's close to 7 billion people in the world now. What is there, 6 billion? 900 million conservatively, and 300 million are in the U.S. So I guess over 6 billion get to come here, and then we can have a big government welfare system and give them all money and goodies. You go to big cities, and it seems like all they hire on the police force is foreigners that can't speak English. And they walk over and say, I told you, no videotaping on streets of New York. Turn camera off. I arrest you. Hey. You have that video in Truth Rising. Cops who can't even hardly speak English. This is not America. This is Eastern Europe. This is Mexico. You turn camera off. You my slave now. I have gun. We take your gun. We make you slave. You like to be my slave, huh? I come from country where government rule. Now you serve me as my property. I mean, literally. You American pigs are owned by us now. There's nothing you can do to stop us. We're going to take everything you got. We have the weapons.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.